Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is an avenue of our heaven-bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1949, first written September 29th, 2017. 2 Samuel 24:16. When the angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the calamity and said to the angel who destroyed the people, "It is enough. Now relax your hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of the Jebusite. Our verse today comes from an interesting story in the life of David, the king of Israel. He wanted to know how many people he had in the nation, specifically how many soldiers. He sent Joab on a 9-month journey through the nation registering the people. The tally revealed more than 800,000 warriors in Israel and 500,000 in Judah. David confessed that he should not have ordered that done. He acknowledged that it was sinful. God allowed David to pick one of three punishments: famine for 7 years, flee for 3 months from your enemy, pestilence for 3 days. What a choice! 7 years, 3 months, 3 days. Wars, famine, disease. David couldn't choose, so God did. Pestilence for 3 days. It was so severe that 70,000 died. Then comes our verse. God tells the angel to stop. Relax your hand. It is enough. I like that expression, relax your hand. There are several lessons here for us. First, the consequences of our sin often touches other people. It was David who ordered the numbering. Those 70,000 who died were not responsible for David's sin. They were innocent people that got caught up in the punishment. The sins of a parent can impact the children in home. This rather kills the idea, it's my life, I can do what I want. It is your life, but what you do may impact many others. Just look at the recent shootings we've had in different areas of our country, how one person can hurt so many different lives. Second, God is serious about sin. David wasn't supposed to number the people. It would lead to pride and putting more trust in the size of the troops than in the Lord. He had led the Lord's armies. It didn't matter how many. The battle belonged to the Lord. You and I may look at this and think, well, he probably shouldn't have done that, but it really was no big deal. It is to God. 7 years, 3 months, 3 days. The punishment was serious because the sin was serious. Putting those wrongs on a scale, most would believe that David's adultery was far worse than counting the people. That's how we see things. How we see things often is not how God sees them. Thirdly, there is a limit to punishment. Relax your hand meant stop. David would not do this again. This is a hard lesson for parents and for churches. There's a time for correction. The goal is to change a heart that will not change behavior. Crossing the line, not relaxing your hand, can destroy the spirit and the hope in a person. Getting even is never the goal of discipline. A person can never get even exactly. It never works out that way. Eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth leaves both parties blind and toothless. There's an expression from Nigeria that says, when two elephants fight, the grass suffers. Lessons learned, it was a time for the angel to relax his hand. Fourth, over and over in the Bible, we see the power of God. Here, an angel waving his hand was able to kill 70,000 people. One angel. All the firstborn in Egypt were killed by the Lord. In one night, the angel of the Lord killed 185,000 Syrians. Those numbers are staggering to us. Each person was a soul. Each person had a story. Each person likely had a family and was loved by someone. This is a side of God that our happy society doesn't understand nor believe in. To a world that's drunk on happiness, God is always smiling. Raise a beer to tribute God is what some people think. God doesn't care what we do is what some think, as long as we occasionally tip our hat his way is what most people live. God's on call if you need him, but he won't interfere with your life. Just go on and have a good time. Many think that the God of the Old Testament somehow changed. The God of the New Testament they believe is kinder and nicer and more mellow. How shallow and wrong that thinking is. God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not looking the other way when we do wrong. He's not patting us on the head and saying, aren't you cute? Where does that thinking come from? Certainly not the Bible. God expects righteousness and holiness. He expects us to obey Him. He wants us to walk with Him, not just when we feel like it, nor when it's easy. Daniel in a foreign land continued to pray to God. Peter, when told not to preach Jesus anymore, continued to preach. Following God isn't always easy nor convenient. Holiness is much more important than our happiness. Much of what folks say makes them happy is the wrong stuff anyway. And finally, often what seems good to us is not right with the Lord. Numbering the nation seems good to David. It took nearly a year to do it, but it was not what the Lord wanted. This is why Isaiah's words ring so true. My ways are not your ways, he says. How you and I would do things may not be how the Lord authorizes. This is why we must stay close to the book. This is why we must know his will and do things the way he says it. Relax your hand. I wonder if the Lord would say to us, relax your heart and allow me to take over your burdens. Relax your fears. Enjoy the creation I made for you. Relax your pushing others and let my word do what it can. It is powerful. Relax from beating yourself up with guilt and allow me to forgive you. Relax your hand. Once again, we see that God is in charge. He always is. Thank you for listening.